Pals, the Irish at Gallipoli is the name of a new presentation from Anu Productions. It explores the untold stories of a battalion of young men who fought in Gallipoli during World War One. Owen Boss is one of the artistic directors of Anu, and Lynette Moore is one of their core producers. They're both with me in studio to tell me more about this production. The title tells us a lot about the nature of these men. First of all, explain Pals, what exactly that means, Owen, and how it fits into the production.
So Pals company is, it was kind of a recruitment drive by the British Army at the time, in which they would have went to, say, local football clubs, local rugby clubs, local towns, and would guarantee if you joined up, you would join up with your friends. So the Pals is actually in reference to joining up with your mates, and that you would serve with them on the front, on in France or in Gallipoli in this case.
In fact, that's there in Sean O'Casey's The Silver Tassie. It's a football team at the heart of that, and there's a couple of pals from that who go off to fight in the First World War. So I suppose that story is there. When I think of Anu Productions, I think of the on-street productions, the very immersive style where you're not sure whether the person you're seeing on the street is part of the production or somebody just who happens to be walking past. This is in Collins Barracks. What is the nature of the experience?
Yeah, so when you go to Collins Barracks, you'll go to the reception area where you'll be met there, and then you'll go on. We need to contextualise for the audience what the Pals of Gallipoli is, what happened to them in World War One, and that kind of thing, just so that they have an understanding of before they go in to see what will happen later. So we go on a short tour through the building itself. And then, so down to the front gate, where there's an actual prison there, and so they see that. And then from up there, they go in through the courtyard, and then up in through a door, and then up the stairs into the north block, onto the top floor, that where we've reinstalled an army barracks from 100 years ago.
The style of this production, I think, Lynette, has grew out of the way you treated the lockout presentation that you did in Henrietta Street. Just explain what that was, first of all, and then how the two presentations echo each other in some ways.
Well, the lockout in Henrietta Street, much like this commission now in Collins Barracks, very much reflects a historical context. So both of them are dealing with a very particular historical time. So you're not meeting contemporary characters, but instead you're meeting contemporary performers who are meeting you with this historical kind of embodiment that they're carrying forward. So I think you can expect very much the same as what you might find from Vardo or any of our previous works. But definitely from this work, it seeped within the historical context, which of course has a very relevant kind of contemporary slant as well. So much like when we were in Henrietta Street, we're dealing with a particular period in time where we're trying to understand the motivation of the people who we're meeting, the times that they're living in, and how that actually reflects very strongly with where we currently are at the moment.
A lot of people would have said that the lockout is one of the great untold stories of Irish history. Do you feel the same thing about these Pals, these people who went to Gallipoli and places like that during World War One?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a year later, like 1916 happens and everything changes then. I think I feel that 1916 is almost like a magnetic kind of prism, that everything gets sucked into and then gets refracted out. And that these guys were forgotten after that. And it's the lockout as well. And everything is seen in relation to 1916. So the lockout is described as the curtain raiser for what happened and how. And that almost gets hijacked by kind of Irish nationalism then, in order to tell a story or a historical story that gets really kind of reduced down to its bare essentials, I suppose. And these guys were going off for a number of different reasons, like some are economic reasons, looking at working class people. Some are going off with the hope of getting home rule in a few years' time, and some are going off to fight for king and country. And
No, that's fine. Yeah, you're looking at the different reasons that these people have gone off to fight in the First World War. This story, and the story that you're telling, Lynette, it comes from a book that I believe it was the National Museum of Collins Barracks handed on to you. I see Owen has it there in his hand.
Owen has it there, yeah, the Pals at Solvay Bay. And, of course, we've worked very closely with Lars Joyce and the team at the National Museum, where they currently have an exhibition around World War I. 1901. So we've worked very closely with them and their historians to excavate this area of research and to unfold some of the stories that we have.
I see you have the book open there on at a page with six photographs on it. Yeah. I can see now this what you're telling in Pals is the story of three specific men, is it?
It's four specific men. So three from the Pals company and then one from the
six. As an extra, yeah, an added on.
So looking
story.
At continuing on the working class story that we had.
So tell me about the three men first of all and how they're associated with each other.
So they all would have played rugby, and like looking at overall in World War One, we couldn't hope to tell an entire story of the war and the Irish in that war. So how we tried to make it, I suppose, make sense in a way, would be to distill that down into a number of people. So we would have distilled it down to, I think it was 9 or 10 we had originally. And then they got further still down to these three guys. So there's Paddy Tobin, there's Ernest J. Hamilton, and then there's Jasper Brett as well. And they all would have played rugby. And there's actually a photograph of them in a rugby team. And they're all pictured in this.
And they all went off to Gallipoli. Yeah.
They did, and they all fought together.
Yeah. And we also have Jasper's. There are several female characters, but all played by one actress, I believe, yeah?
That's true, yeah. There are the female is Laura Murray is the actor who is playing two main female characters who we've looked at.
And the one that we're going to hear in this clip is Maybelle Brett, who is the sister of Jasper Brett.
Jasper,
and
right.
Jasper is played by Liam Heslin. And as you'll hear in this, he certainly is, he's trying to deal with the memories of what he experienced on the battlefields.
I've outlived myself. I don't want to feel like this. Hamilton ordered me back with the machine guns. I should have been with them, stayed with them. And on the way back, I was hit with a shell and was buried for a while with two lads who were holding hands. Like kids afraid of the dark, their dead faces started talking to me and haven't stopped since. I'm here, but I'm still there, you know? Turned inside out. It's like something inside my brain has snagged itself on barbed wire. And when I turn or blink or sleep, the images pour from me, out of me, through my nerves, through my veins, through my eyes, through my heart, teeming.
I handed him his coat and he smiled at me.
Locomotive 184, 9:45 p.m. from Westland Road to Greystones. Arrives Docky 10:10 p.m.
Somewhere on his journey, he pinned his service medal to his coat.
I don't want to feel like this. I prayed that I could pull it all inside my body. All the murder, all the cruelty, the ruin, the fire, the wounds, broken limbs, bring it all deep inside me so that I could understand. Because I can't unremember. I can't unremember. I can't unremember. I can't unremember.
That's Liam Heslin and Laura Murray as Jasper and Maybelle Brett in Pals, the Irish at Gallipoli, the new production from Anu Productions taking place in the museum in Collins Barracks. The three men that are at the heart of that particular story, your three rugby players, upper middle class, I would guess, if they were playing rugby. Do you look at other social classes as well within the production, Lynette?
We do, actually, yeah. Charlie Brady is a character who we've looked at, played by Thomas Riley. And he's a working class man who was in a different company, but joined up with that company once they landed in Gallipoli. And his story is a very important one, I think, in terms of, you know, the kind of context, particularly from Dublin, as Owen mentioned, coming from the lockout and heading towards the rising, you know, it's a very particular moment in time. So
briefly, this is very all part of a sort of a new educational thrust within Anu Productions, yeah?
Yeah, as part of Gallipoli, we're launching our enrichment programme where we're inviting schools in to see the work in a very particular way, where they'll get to see parts of the barracks that aren't open to the public and have experiences that are outside of their normal learning experience, yeah.
And Owen, how important is it for you? And I know you're particularly strong on these are untold stories that you're very keen that are now told. What specifically do you want people to take away from this production?
I just think that to recognise that these guys, these Irish guys that were fighting in the British Army went off, and it's only in the last 10 years, I think, that that we have started to be able to talk about, or families actually being able to talk about their relatives from 100 years ago being involved in the British Army. And it's, I think it's as we go further into this kind of decade commemoration, I find that I'm getting more and more angry about what I was taught in school, actually. And
maybe what you weren't taught in school.
Yeah, exactly.
Possibly.
And that we could now, I think it's time to actually recognise what they did. And even in this book, at the very start of it, it says these guys will be remembered by Ireland for what they did, and they've been absolutely forgotten.
Okay, Owen Boss and Lynette Moore in there talking to me about Pals, the Irish at Gallipoli by Anno Productions. It runs from the 2nd of February through until the 30th of April. Times of performances and other details are available on pals-theirishatgallipoli.com.